Hey, Seeker, welcome to the Awakening Her podcast. I am so grateful that you've been led here, and I'm excited for you that you're answering the call to manifest more magic in your life by mastering the law of attraction. So cool. My name is Talia, and I'm committed to cutting the fluff and showing you exactly how to manifest more excitement, ease, success, abundance, confidence, love, and anything else you've been craving. So if you're ready to crack the code on manifestation, amplify your intuition, and play in the quantum. We are now besties. Let's do this. I want you to imagine for a moment you're going about your life. You have your job, you have your steady income, your rituals, your routines, your commitments, your everyday life, and then all of a sudden you get a nudge, an idea from deep down, and it says, quit your job and travel the world for 3 months, or travel around for 3 months. And you go, what? Oh my goodness, that would be so nice. I would love to travel the world. No, I can't do that. That's crazy. I mean, where would I get the money? And over the next few hours, over the next few days, you just keep getting this nudge. No, I want to quit my job and travel around Europe or travel for a few months. That would be so amazing. And again, another voice goes, that is crazy. Your parents are going to think you're crazy. That's not reliable. You're trying to save money. It's going to take all your savings. And then you're left in this place of not fully understanding which was the intuitive nudge, which is the way to go. What do I do here when listening to this brilliant idea doesn't sound grounded or logical or like it's maybe even doable? What do we do here? How do we discern what the intuition is telling us and when it's intuition and when it's ego or fear? Hello, welcome back to the Awakening Her podcast. How's it going, my love? Today, this is exactly what we're talking about. Is it intuition or is it ego / fear / the busy mind, right? So today I'm breaking down 5 ways to tell and get crystal clear on which voice is ego and which one is a regular thought or an ego thought. I'm excited to dive into that with you today. If you're new to the show, hey, welcome. My name is Talia. Welcome back to my cozy corner of the internet. And if you don't know, I have another podcast called On the Path. That is a private podcast where we're really breaking down how to do the work in tangible steps, practice by practice, week by week. We have weekly assignments, deep dive episodes, meditations, monthly challenges, and it houses my entire methodology for transformation and manifestation. So if you want to hop over to my other podcast, the link will be below in the show notes for you. And I'm so excited you're here. So I've been doing this new little segment called My 11 Seconds. And at the beginning of the episodes, I kind of just give a little random casual update on my life for just a few seconds to fill you in on what's been going on. So my 11 seconds for today is actually something I'm happy to be able to share with you. I wasn't sharing it in the previous days because I was kind of scared that my husband would listen to the podcast. It's not as scandalous as it sounds, but it is my husband's birthday in a few days and I've been planning a surprise. So I just kind of wanted to chat about that because I love surprises. I also love birthdays. So we are on Vancouver Island on the west coast of Canada, and there's one of our favorite places, Tofino. If you know, you know. And it has incredible beaches, surfing. That's, you know, really what it's about. So I am surprising him. First of all, got the kids taken care of for 2 nights. So if you're a parent, you know, that in itself is a birthday gift. And then we get one overnight alone, and we're going to wake up the next morning and leave early and head up on a road trip. And then I have a kayaking trip booked. So we're going to go kayaking. It's like Pacific Northwest, all these broken islands. There's like bears on the beaches and orcas in the waters. And I don't know what we'll see with the day we're kayaking, but it's our happy place. He loves kayaking. So we're going to go up there. We're going to go for a hike first. And the beaches are so epic. And we go and we always get tacos and eat them on the beach. And it's just going to be such a nice day, such a beautiful couple days to just kind of breathe. And it's funny because my daughter's been in dance competitions and she has like exams on either side. So it's like we drop off the kids one day, we have a day and a half of harmony and no responsibility. And then they're dropped off sort of, you know, mid-afternoon on Sunday and back into all of the stuff. But it's going to be so amazing. I cannot wait to get away with him, celebrate his birthday. Birthdays have always been special to me. I really think that we should celebrate our birthdays, even if we kind of quote unquote do nothing, like do nothing. It's your day. But me and my husband always gift each other experiences, especially for birthdays or Christmas or anniversaries. We don't need things. We want experiences. So for my birthday, my 40th, my last birthday, he took me to Deepak Chopra over in Vancouver, and that was epic. And so I am, you know, booking us this beautiful trip and this getaway. We're going to go kayaking, go out for dinner, eat tacos on the beach. Like, truly, what sounds better than that? And also two little mini road trips. Driving up island, driving back down, I love our island, I love our beach towns, I love the whole vibe. It's also really exciting to straight up surprise people, like so fun. So that's my random 11 seconds. Do you ever do that? Do you surprise your friends or significant others or, you know, spontaneously take a trip away? I'd love to hear. If you wanna come, let me know, or let me know that you're listening. Come find me over on Instagram at TaliaJoyManifestation. The link for that is below as well. Okay, friends, so we're going to dive now into how to tell if it's intuition or ego and my five key surefire ways that you can tell. And I just want to say that if you haven't listened to any of my other intuition episodes at all, I just want to start by saying that intuition is the language of your soul and or source and or spirit team and or ancestors in heaven, angels, whatever you connect to out there. Intuition is the portal. So I truly know through being an intuitive channel, and this is what spirit has shown me, is that we as a human are built with a channel, a way to connect into the truth of who we are. So every single person has an intuition. Not every single person will want to explore it or activate it in this lifetime. It comes down to if you're an old soul. So if you are an old soul, you are here. And if you're here, you are an old soul. And that's why you're drawn toward intuition, because you're yearning for that something more. And it connects you to your highest alignment, to literally what source wants you to see, to the highest path for you, to your desires. It's all of it. So when we say, you know, what's my next step, or how can I make more money? Or how do I live my purpose? How do I get this book written? Is this the right person for me? All these questions we have, and we kind of want to ask like God himself or herself. We kind of want to just ask, right? Like, can somebody give me an answer? That's your intuition. We have a direct line into our highest good, the highest truth, our highest path, via our intuition and our intuitive channel. So sometimes, or all the time, it's up to you to where you want to direct it. If you want to talk to someone who has passed over and they're in heaven and they're now a guide for you, or you generally talk to your spirit team or a spirit guide, or you connect in with God or Jesus or universe, whatever it is that you say, whoever you're talking to, same channel. And that's your intuition. So you see why it becomes not just something like that's really neat. It actually is like for the life of the seeker on this soul evolution path, intuition is a huge part of it. And at some point or another in your journey, whether it's this lifetime or the next lifetime, you will be diving deep into this because it literally connects you to the truth of who you are. It is part of this awakening process. And it's not even something that like some people who are awakening will go down that intuition path and some people won't. It's like eventually you will, because it is such an important part of evolving into higher consciousness, to living our soul's purpose, to living how our soul intended for us in this journey, and to connect in with a higher power. Even if that's our highest self, our quantum self, that's also through the intuition. So it doesn't have to be spiritual. If you feel uncomfortable or there's not a particular word that you, you know, call out to, it can be also your highest self. It can also be earth. It can be all that is. It can be like life, show me the way, right? Find your own, choose your own adventure. So with intuition, it is this pure guidance. And because intuition is inside us in a way, meaning we feel it, we sense it, we know it, we get a nudge, we get a download, we get a tingle, we get a pull, we get a yearning. It's all inside us. because it's inside us and also our head, our mind, our busy mind, and our wounding and everything is also inside us, it can feel very uncertain or confusing to try to go like, is that a regular thought? Is that just an insecurity? Is it my ego? And we start doing what I call the ping-ponging, where we're just like, but I could do this, but I could do that, like with the opener, right? Like, I really want to travel the world, but how is that going to help me make more money? And it's not the responsible thing to do. And I just promised everybody that I would save money and settle down for a bit. So sometimes it can be really hard to tell. It's like, am I being flighty and too spontaneous and almost careless? Or is that my heart pulling me, my soul pulling me? But like, what about money? And what will I do if I'm not working for those months? And, you know, all of these things come in, and then it can be really hard to make a decision. And that's why I love teaching about intuition, how we can sort through these things to find the true guidance that leads you to your highest path. So I'm going to get into the five ways to tell clearly and discern intuition from ego. And before I do, I want to tell you about Awakened Intuition, which is a 4-week live intuitive development program where you're going to go deep into this. We have full trainings on how to tell if it's intuition or ego. We're also going to uncover your intuitive type, give you tangible practices that you can do to build your intuition. There's community support. There's a live third eye activation energy session. So really what this program is over 4 weeks, you will develop your intuition. You'll be super clear on your type and hacks to use it. Even if you already know your type, there's going to be more of what blocks this type, what activates this type. We're going to go deep in. We're going to go into what tends to block our intuition. Again, how to tell if it's intuition or ego, how to ask and receive really quickly, how to basically have intuition on demand, ready for us to use and utilize and become confident in our gifts and to know this is the right path for me, and to know how to navigate this gift and open it up to another level where you can trust it, you can act on it more, and it can just be something that you use as your superpower, which also helps you to manifest so much more. And the most insane part is that for so much value, intuitive development training, third eye activation, we're going to talk about activating your psychic abilities as well, community support, live support, energy session, all for $57. So an entire month of moving forward, access to everything forever for $57. I've never done a 4-week program like this for this low. So I suggest getting your butt in there, developing your intuition, and moving yourself forward in your manifestation journey. Okay. So, because how do I tell if it's intuition or ego is the most common question I am asked, or sometimes they say, how do I tell if it's intuition or my busy mind, regular thoughts, that kind of thing. That's why I want to do a full episode on this so that I can really give you the goods, because I know there's a bunch of you out there with this question, and this is what really helped me. So the first thing to really pay attention to is the tone of the guidance. So what I mean by that is, if I was to ask you, because there are different types, which I said we're going to get into in the program, I can't just say in the context of recording, I can't just say when you hear intuition or when you feel intuition, because different people resonate with the different ways it comes. So I want you to think about a time when you received an intuitive nudge that you knew was an intuitive nudge. And then we start to examine the tone around it, what it sounded like or felt like, or, you know, how it came in. And that's where we really start to uncover if you don't know your intuitive type, and then start to recognize your patterning, because you have patterning with this, and we can look back and go, what was it like in the past, right? So the first thing is the tone, and to note that the ego yells, reaction yells, and intuition is a whisper. So your intuition whispers and your ego yells. So this is one way to discern. Was it more of a gentle whisper, like a gentle nudge? Or was it a big sort of huge thing? Like, I'm going to get to it in a couple, in the next point. But is it more like loud and sort of, you can't do that, or like, you have to go do that, right? Maybe you've had your heart broken and it's like, you're gonna go out there and find someone new and rub it in their face. Like, that's clearly not intuition. So ego yells. Ego's also like, you can't do that. Or maybe you gave a speech at your like office party and then your ego's like, you sounded like an idiot, or like, why did you do that? Ego is more yelling. And intuition is always a whisper. There are times in life with intuition where you can be guided out of like literally a saving your life type situation where you hear people go like, I was about to enter the intersection and my intuition told me something and it really it had them have a near miss or, you know, something bad almost happened. They can come in and very quickly guide you if it is something like that. Like it's not your time to go, something's about to happen. But even then, it's not going to be a yell. It's going to be very firm guidance where you don't know why, but you know you have to drive a different way today or you have to turn right. It might be a voice again, depending on your type, but it's not going to yell at you. It's always going to just be firm. So the first point is ego yells, intuition whispers, and to pay attention to the tone of it. And then the second way to tell is it's kind of backs on this. Ego reacts and intuition is grounded. So ego again is like, what? You know, you can't do that, or how dare they? Or, you know, it pushes you basically, or it reacts to something. Whereas the intuition is never reacting to physical life. It's like picturing literally if you were talking to God or whatever word, you know, you resonate, angels or your spirit team, they're not going to be like, that douchebag, you get back at him, right? Like if you picture talking, even if it's like Buddha or some enlightened master, they're not going to be reacting to life. Like, really? What? You go out and show them. Like, it's just not going to be that. Or, you know, cut them out of your life because they treat you in this certain way. And that's a whole other thing about boundaries. Ego is that dramatic sort of drama queen, and it's in reaction. So if you don't know which one to do, asking first of all, is it a reaction? So the example I used in the beginning where you're going about your life and all of a sudden the idea comes in, like quit your job or whatever, pause it, go traveling for 3 months. If you were hating your boss and every day you're like, I freaking hate my boss. And then you got this thought of like, you know what? I should just go away in the busiest season because that'll show him how much I'm valued or whatever. That would be an idea to leave your job and go traveling based in a reaction. Whereas intuition's going to drop in with a grounded, simple idea. And it often, especially in this case, kind of comes out of nowhere. Like the idea to quit your job or the idea to go to art school or the idea it, you could be struggling with something in your life, but even when the idea comes in, it's not a reaction. It like drops in and it's grounded and it's simple. So the next point, again, backs on this because it's all very similar. Ego is scattered, whereas intuition is calm and to the point. So ego, again, is running around, chicken with its head cut off, reacting to the world of the 10,000 things, reacting in like the busy mind, the madhouse up there, and it's also scattered. So maybe I should do this. No, I should do that. Oh, I should do this. No, I should do that. None of those are intuition. Even if one of the things, if you're like, I should go to Japan. No, I should go to Bali. No, I should go to England. No, I should go to Africa. Maybe one of those is right, but you're not in the right frame of mind to actually know which one is right. Even if Africa was the answer for your highest good, it's still not going to ever be clear in that mindset. So the ego is scattered. It's really like grasping at straws. Again, it's reacting, it's yelling, it's scattered. Whereas intuition is always calm and focused and to the point. Like, you're doing a good job. Yes, no, it's time to quit. That job is right. This person is a yes feeling, is a no feeling. It's so simple. Even if it's like, I need to go to a retreat in Bali. Like it'll hit you and it's so simple, retreat in Bali. Whereas the ego is going like, oh, but I could do this and oh, I could do, but this one costs this much and this one, you get the point, right? So number three is that ego is scattered and intuition is focused, calm, and to the point. So number four is that ego is logical and intuition is wise. So for all of you type A's, I freaking love you. You make up most of my clients. I'm not saying that intuition isn't logical in the way that, you know, don't pay attention to logic. It's not all or nothing. It's not saying logical is bad, but the ego will try to figure things out again with the pros and cons list. So it's always looking at practicality. So the example from the opener, you know, you're working and everything is going along and you get this idea that like disrupts the mold and your head goes logical. Your ego or fear or reaction goes, well, how are you going to save money? Well, I thought you were going to do this, right? Logic. But how you can't save that much money in this amount of time or whatever it is. You can't do this because of this reason. Your parents are going to look down on you. It's all very methodical and logic, and that's it. So I do want to say here that intuition gets a bad rap because people do picture someone that's intuitive as kind of totally ungrounded or like nothing's logical. It's just like intuition, just I float around all day. And there's a little bit of truth to that. There's sometimes truth in stereotypes, sometimes. But it's actually more that when you're always going from logic and head, you're going to be restricted. So the intuition is wise. And in some ways, the intuition ends up bringing you a bigger payoff, a bigger, like higher path. And so in some ways, it ends up being incredibly logical in the end, but you couldn't tell in the moment. So hear me out. I'm looking for a new way to build my core after having kids. And so this is just a hypothetical situation. So I'm done having babies. Okay. So this is the thing. I'm postpartum. That's what I want to do. So I ask my spirit team or I'm, you know, actively inquiring, like, how do I build my core, you know, after the baby? And then I get this nudge to like go to the health food store and get magnesium. And I'm like, oh, okay. It doesn't really seem like it's about building my core. But then I go to the health food store. And when I'm at the health food store, I see an ad for a yoga class that's postpartum or whatever, right? And so sometimes our intuition gives us a piece that doesn't make logical sense. But this is where you have to trust in the process. Just like a parent sometimes knows best for their kid, like, you know, no sugar at 2 a.m. or 6 a.m. or whatever. Source knows best for you. So it doesn't mean we pass over all the power and we don't have to know anything, but intuition is not always going to seem logical. So one more example of this is say the example of, you know, having your job and getting a nudge to travel. You may be in a very secure corporate job being like, well, how could I work if I was traveling? They don't have any positions for remote. And then out of nowhere, you get these intuitive nudges to like go down to the beach and bring your laptop and write. And you're like, that's weird. I haven't written, you know, my book or I haven't been writing in like a year. That's kind of odd. And you start writing. And one day when you're writing, you get this idea of like, oh, maybe I could like freelance write while I'm traveling. And then you do a quick Google search and something leads you to something else. And all of a sudden you find a way to make money while you're traveling. You saying, I want to leave my job and travel. And then your intuition says, grab your laptop and go to the lake or the beach or the coffee shop and write something that seems so random is actually leading you to the highest place. And when you get to that higher place, you always look back and go, it's actually kind of logical. I had to go from this point to this point to this point to open up what I was asking for. So it's not that intuition is not logical. It's just that in the moment, it is not restricted by what your head thinks is best. It's not restricted by what your brain can comprehend. It is wise. It is leading you to your highest good. So it's not always going to seem straightforward. But as we learn to trust it, as we're going to be working through in the program, we learn to trust it, we learn to lean in, we make what I call micro brave actions. So we take these little micro bravery actions, these little micro leaps where we go just like trust in our intuition and see what happens. It's going to be so fun. And you just start doing that until you start realizing like, oh, there's something to this. And so again, ego is logical, intuition is wise, but I promise you, overall, it all makes sense. It's just that at the time, it doesn't. But in the end, it will make sense to you. And you're like, oh, I had to do this and go to this place to learn from this person how to build courses, which gave me income. And at first, it didn't make any sense, but now I see that it was all leading to my highest good. Okay, so number five is, and this is again, these all fold into each other nice. Fold, it reminds me of fold in the cheese, if anybody knows. If you know, you know. So number five is that ego wants you safe. So ego wants safety and intuition wants your highest good. So this is why intuition, or ego, sorry, is logical, because it wants safety. So any of you that know about the brain, that know about the survival, the protection, we're literally geared to survive. So the ego, when, you know, whenever I say keep you safe, for anyone that isn't aware of what that means, it doesn't just mean physically safe. It means like emotionally safe, you know, energetically safe. So if I am in my business, going about my business, and I have this wild idea, like I'm going to go and maybe it is like go on a book tour or host some big thing, my ego right away is going to be like, no, you're not, because it feels unsafe. What if I fail? What if it's too big? What if they all laugh at me? What if I put out a whole bunch of money and nobody shows up and I lose all this money? The ego is always wanting you to be like, oh, don't do that. So it's not really down with like bravery and inspiration. It will try to logic you, you know, backing on the last point, it will try to logic you out of something because it wants you safe. It wants you to stay where you are. Staying in your job is safe and secure and predictable. Traveling the world has a lot of unknowns, a lot of variables. So the ego's like, yeah, no. When it comes down to survival, you don't need to be putting yourself into these dangerous positions, right? And I don't mean like survival as if something is going to happen to you traveling. It's safety-wise. It's in your brain. So hopefully that makes sense to everybody. So the ego wants you safe, wants you staying where you are, wants you predictable, even if it's unhappy. We would rather, what is that quote? I'm going to butcher it. Here we go. I would rather stay in a familiar hell than reach for an unfamiliar heaven. Oof. And that is it. The ego wants to keep you safe. Of course it's going to say no. It's going to say that's too expensive. You know, you can't do that. Who are you to write a book? Who are you to go out on a limb? Who are you to disrupt the norm, right? So we got to bust through that. Learn that, to know, like, no, actually my intuition is telling you this. So learn to discern what the voice sounded like, what it felt like when it came in. And then when we realize that it's just our fear trying to hold us back, but we got this brilliant nudge that we feel in our bones is right, that's when we need to ascend and leap and be brave, because your intuition wants you on your highest timeline. Your intuition doesn't give a fuck if you're safe. And I don't, again, mean that physically. Your intuition will actually guide you to stay physically safe. But your intuition is not interested in the cap you've put on yourself, in the limiting beliefs, in the plateau. It does not want you to stay where you are if you're someone, which you are, you know, obviously are, if you're someone that yearns for more. Your intuition isn't going to keep you in this familiar hell, right? And of course, I don't actually mean you're living a hell, but there's parts of our lives sometimes where we're like, no, I'm in a pattern. And your intuition doesn't want to keep you safe. It wants your highest timeline, because it knows that on the other side of the bravery, on the other side of taking inspired action, inspired is in spirit. We're gonna have a whole training on that in Awakened Intuition, but inspired action will get you to your highest timeline. Eventually in manifestation, you need action. And when you're led to that action from intuition, there's times it might be scary, but isn't it scarier to not leap? Isn't it scarier to not act, to stay where you are in that area of life that you really want to experience clarity and freedom? So your intuition is going to take you the path of least resistance, the path of highest growth, to your highest timeline. That's what it wants you. That's what it wants for you, because that's what you want for you. You've been asking for these manifestations. You've been asking for clarity. You've been asking to find the partner, to make the money, to build the business, to get healthier, to travel the world. You've been asking for more freedom in your life. So when your intuition drops in and goes, okay, quit your job and travel, don't worry, you'll figure out a way to make money, it'll all be good, do it. Your brain goes, what? No. Logic, logic, logic. Then you decide. And the way I want to end this episode is that at the end of the day, the law of free will is in full force action. And what this means, what this states is, as a human, you have free will over the way your life is going to go. So you can choose intuition or not. You can choose to listen to the reaction or not. You can choose the scary, sometimes AF, higher path where you might be investing in yourself or going out on leaps or being brave or not. The choice is ultimately yours and nobody's judging you. Spirit's not judging you. I'm not judging you. It's tough. We're always making these calls, right? But we have free will at the end of the day. So I hope that this helped you, my love. Again, if you want to dive into this and so much more, Awakened Intuition, everything is recorded fresh, recorded new. So I can't wait to support you in that. And I'm just going to do a very quick recap of what we went over today. So the five ways, or the main ways, to tell if it's your intuition or not. Number one, ego yells, intuition whispers. Number two, ego reacts, intuition is grounded. Number three, ego is scattered, intuition is calm, focused, and to the point. Number four, ego is logical, intuition is wise. And number five, ego wants you safe, intuition wants your highest good. Okay, my love, it's been a pleasure. Thank you for tuning in with me. You can check out the show notes for all the links below of everything I mentioned today, as well as the freebie library and other ways to get in touch. So I will see you in the next episode. Hey, thank you for listening to this episode. It truly means a lot, and I really, really hope that it served you. I invite you to check out the show notes. There's all sorts of action down there, including the Awakening Her Daily Practice, which is a beautiful daily practice to process your emotions and manifest what it is that you want. In the show notes, you'll also find the Awakening Her Manifesting Apparel Store, how to reach me on Instagram and Facebook, as well as some one-to-one opportunities. So make sure to check that out. And I'll see you in the next episode.